Be Faithful, A Vision for the New Year by David Brandt Berg.
I think one of the best verses I could give you for the coming year, and for that matter, the rest of your life and ministry, is be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. If you're faithful from now unto death, from now till the day you die, and we will all die, except those who are raptured and change in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, those of us whose bodies die here, we actually never die. The Lord Himself promised, "Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." You can only live one day at a time. You can only be faithful one day at a time. So don't worry about when you weren't faithful yesterday or whether you're going to be faithful tomorrow, but do your best to be faithful today. Forget the past and trust God for tomorrow. The Lord will take care of it. Just be faithful today. You can only be faithful one day at a time. Don't worry about your whole life or ask yourself, "I wonder if I'll be faithful to the day of my death. And how can I be sure that I will receive a crown of life?" Just be faithful every day, one day at a time, and you'll be faithful unto death. And you'll inherit an eternal crown of life. If you think about trying to be faithful for the rest of your life, that can scare you. It can worry you that you'll never make it. But what about today? Weren't you faithful today? Give yourself a little appreciation and thank the Lord for how long He's kept you already. You were faithful, not yet unto death, but you were faithful this far. So don't worry about the future or even tomorrow. Jesus said, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." The Lord kept you faithful today, and you should thank Him for it and give Him all the glory. Too many people think about faithful as something that you worked up and that you did. But faith comes from the Lord and through hearing the Word of God. And if you're faithful, you're full of faith. If you still believe in the Lord today, you're full of faith. If you believe you're saved through faith, you're full of faith. You've been faithful today, so why worry about tomorrow? You may have your times of trial and testing. You may get discouraged sometimes. You may get tired. You may fail. And you may make mistakes, but you're still full of faith. The most important thing for a servant is to be found faithful, as Paul wrote. But there's no point trying to work it up or even pray it down. There's a saying, "Don't work it up. Pray it down." But we can't even depend on praying it down. We have to depend on the Lord to keep us faithful and trust Him that our faith won't fail. Because our faith comes from Him. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Only the Lord can keep you faithful. You have to give Him your cooperation. You have to read His word and obey His commandments. But that's the easy part. It's His job to keep you faithful. You don't have to have faith for tomorrow. You don't have to have faith for next week or next month. Certainly not for next year. You'll have the faith for what you face in the future when the time comes. The Bible says, "Rest in the Lord, trust in Him and do good, and verily thou shalt be fed, and thou shalt dwell in the land." So don't worry, just be faithful today. And if you're struggling to have faith for a whole day, focus on just having faith for this moment, one moment at a time. You don't have to worry when you wake up in the morning, "Have I got faith for today?" Just get up and go about your day by faith. If a grain of mustard seed faith can move a whole mountain, surely we can have enough faith to do the things needed for this day. You're still alive. You still love the Lord. You're still saved. You're still serving Him. So quit worrying about the future, or about tomorrow, or even the next hour. God will give you grace when the hour comes, and power for the hour. Be faithful unto death, He says, and I will give you a crown of life. You're going to receive a shining, glowing crown for all eternity. Of course, you're going to kneel down before the Lord, and cast your crown before Him like the 24 elders do in Revelation. Every time you start praising the Lord, you're going to forget all about that crown, and it's going to tumble off right at His feet as you bow down and give Him the glory, casting your crown at His feet. But you'll pick it up again and wear it, because that's the one He gave you. So don't try to live the whole year in advance. Just keep busy today and do what you're supposed to do today. Be faithful today and trust God to keep you faithful every day of this year. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love Him.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.